This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Happy Easter, everyone. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. We want to thank everyone for tuning in this past Friday and still tuning in from this past Friday for the Good Friday service. Want to once again thank every minister who took the time to come and celebrate with us and help uplift you and give everyone a message. Hopeful and prayerful that everyone took it in well. So far, getting great feedback from those who listen, and I'm prayerful that you guys continue to listen on in the future, starting with today. So, without further ado, in a few moments, we're gonna get right into the prayer moment, and prayerful that today's message is also going to be uplifting for you. All right, guys, be right back. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. Let us humble ourselves and get ready to go into prayer. Special prayer for everyone out there that's going through many struggles, going through depression, anxiety, attack issues, going through COVID, going through loss of family members, loss of loved ones, loss of job, trying to get themselves together, but it's finding it very, very tough and hard to do so. So we want to lift everyone up in prayer. We also want to pray for every church door that is still open, still streaming in Jesus' name. So let us go to the throne in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for another day, another Easter Sunday, another Resurrection Sunday, oh Heavenly Father. We pray right now that you resurrect something inside of us right now, Heavenly Father. Resurrect our spirit right now, Heavenly Father. Resurrect our love for life, oh Heavenly Father. Matter of fact, just resurrect us in a way that you resurrected your Son right now, Heavenly Father. Because right now we need you, oh Heavenly Father. We need your love, oh Heavenly Father. We need your arms. We need your hand to help pull us out of something that we did not know that we needed you for, oh Heavenly Father. So right now we just want to say thank you in advance, oh Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you will bestow upon us, oh Heavenly Father. So right now we just want to just say you are the one, oh Heavenly Father. You are the reason why we are blessed, oh Heavenly Father. So right now we just want to say that we are thankful and grateful for all the blessings that you will bestow upon us. We are grateful for the blessings that you have already bestowed upon us, oh Heavenly Father, known and unknown. We pray for forgiveness for everything that we have done that was not in your name, oh Heavenly Father. Be it that we know it or did not know it, oh Heavenly Father. We just want to say we're grateful, Heavenly Father. We feel you. We feel your presence right now, Heavenly Father. We want to pray that you just continue to be with us, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that the message that will be coming forward this morning, oh Heavenly Father, or this afternoon, oh Heavenly Father, will be the word that we needed to hear, oh Heavenly Father. And if it was not, oh Heavenly Father, we pray that we just share it with someone whom we know needs it, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we just want to say thank you. We thank you in a way that we have never thanked you before. And we're going to bless you in a way that we've also never blessed you before. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's message time here at Safe Haven, so hopefully you have your swords ready. We're going to be coming to you from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 17. Once again, it's John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 17. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned around and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm praying that you just pray with me on a topic for this Resurrection Day, this Easter, entitled, "Weep No More." Weep no more. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word in advance. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that this word is going to be a blessed word for us all. Please be with me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Weep no more. This message right now is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one, not just for me, but probably for you, the listener, especially if you're going through a loss of any significance. I mean, right now, when you look out into the community, it doesn't matter if it's the black community, the white community, Asian community, or whatever community that you identify yourself with, a lot of us are going through loss, and some of it is through violence, and some of it is through COVID, and some of it is natural. You know, matter of fact, every day someone is leaving us, and it does hurt, because quite frankly, we're weeping for a reason. We're not weeping because we just like to see tears flow down our eyes or like to say, "Wow, look at what I produced coming out. I produce waterworks." No, it is because we have lost someone very close to us. We have lost someone that spent some years, spent some time, spent a couple minutes, a couple of days with us, many of those days, and some of them helped us get through those days. So right now, with them not being here, what do I have? What do I have to keep me going? And sometimes we don't see beyond that moment. We don't see beyond that mortal moment, that human moment, that emotional moment. Because quite frankly, there is a reason why we shouldn't weep no more. But at that moment, yes, weep. You should weep when you find out someone that you really truly loved and cared about has gone away. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm not going to trivialize the person who passed away and your connection to that person. That's not what I'm here for. No, you should mourn for the person. You should. But, you know, the hardest thing to do when we do mourn for someone, and, you know, therapists could say tell you this, and one thing, ministers could tell you another thing, some of your other family and friends would tell you another thing. But you know what? All of them are right, and all of them are wrong. You're like, what? How can all of them be right and all of them be wrong? It's simple. They're right in one aspect. You can't hold on to it forever. You can't hold on to that initial feeling that you felt when that loved one left you forever. But here's where they're wrong. They cannot tell you when to stop feeling what you feel. They don't have the right. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even have the right to tell you that. You do what you have to do to get through it. Do everything that you can. You remember them. You know, the memory. I've always say this to people who lost a loved one. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to, one day when someone completely close to me goes on, I'm going to have a hard time believing what I'm saying. But I'm going to say it to you just in case this helps you, and or you can use this to help someone else. As long as the memory is alive in your heart and in your mind, that person's always going to be alive, period. But, like I said, it's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard to feel that feeling. It's kind of hard to even think that way. And it's kind of hard to even understand that. You know, because right now, here we are in the scripture. Jesus has died. It's been 3 days. Today is Easter. today is the third day after he passed away. And Mary Magdalene is out there at the tomb weeping. And she just, you know, and then she looked inside and saw that his body wasn't there. Quite frankly, she was probably like, where did he go? Where'd y'all take him? And when Jesus appeared and asked her, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? You know, and in verse 15, and she pretty much said, hey, sir, if you carried him away, tell me where he is, and I will take him away. Almost like right then and there, she's praying. And that brings us right back to the first point that I have. But before I say the first point, I just have to say this, because Jesus had an answer. In verse 16, he said, Mary. And boom, first point, your prayers are answered, but are you listening? That's right. First point, once again, your prayers are answered, but are you listening? What does that mean, Rev, when you say your prayers are answered, but are you listening? It goes back to what some other ministers have said in the past. You know, you pray, but you pray with meaning. You pray with sincerity. Matter of fact, when you are praying, you got to be specific in what you're saying. You got to be, because you never know how God is going to bless you. Because, if you say, God, I want this job, God will give you the job, but then you realize you didn't want that job, and you're like, wait a minute, when I said I wanted this job, I didn't mean that I wanted this job in particular. Matter of fact, I prayed for this person. Wait a minute now, I thought this was the person, but this person's got some faults and some flaws that don't match up to my dreams and desires. Was I listening? You know, that's one of the first things you have to ask yourself. Was I listening? Matter of fact, maybe Mary wasn't particularly listening when Jesus had asked her, why are you weeping? Because she probably heard him speaking in a different dialect. And maybe at that point, maybe Jesus was speaking in a different dialect, because quite frankly, Jesus was transformed. He didn't just spend 3 days sleeping. He was doing business. I've always believed that Jesus was doing some business. He was getting the keys back so he can bring some people up to heaven with him, you know. But that's another story. But thing is, prayers were answered. But are you listening? It's kind of hard to hear that and to understand that when you're still weeping. It's kind of hard. That's why it's hard to say. That's why I say it's right to tell them you can't weep forever. And then it's also wrong. The wrong side. I'm going to briefly explain both sides of that. On the wrong side, you know, if the prayer's answering, you're not listening because you're weeping too much. That's because you caved into the wrong side of mourning. You have. You caved into the point where you're not just going through the stages. You're not going through the stages of depression and denial and acceptance and bargaining and all that stuff. No, you are going through something else because you're destroying whatever purity that you have inside of yourself, and you're giving in. You're giving in to whatever you're feeling right then and there. You're giving in to the eternal sadness. You're giving in to the internal anger. You're giving in to anything that you want to, because you want to continue to feel the same pain you felt when you lost that person. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel something. You shouldn't feel some of those things. But to just park your car there and go into that house and staying in there, That first off, you have to really look inside yourself and think and pray on this one. This is a different kind of prayer that you need to pray for yourself. This is a prayer of, wait a minute, would my loved one want me to feel like this? Would the loved one that I am mourning want me to experience this kind of hurt? And I pray that the answer is no. I pray that loved one would not want you to feel what you are still feeling. Yes, the loved one will probably say, I want you to feel some pain, but I also want you to celebrate my life. I want you to remind people of my legacy. I want you to lift up someone and allow them to realize they don't have to go down the path that I went down to get to where I was if they died prematurely, completely prematurely. Or same thing, if someone caught an illness and they were of a certain age, you have to also let them know that that you can do something different. You don't have to have diabetes. You don't have to have AIDS. You don't have to have this. You don't have to have cancer or any of these things. If you're following my lead, here's the lead. Go the different way. It's not a hard thing. It's kind of hard to do. But then the second point is, after you realize that your prayers are answered, and then you also realize, were you listening to the answers? After that, you have to understand point two. You can't just lean on just anyone's shoulders. I'll say that again. You can't just lean on just anyone's shoulders. That's right. Because if going through something, when you go through a trial or a tribulation, the last thing you want to do, if you're a person that's kind of insecure, kind of introverted, or kind of this and kind of that, the last thing you want to do is lean on someone's shoulders who does not understand what you're going through, who does not understand your plight, does not understand how you feel about something at that very moment. Not an easy thing to do, because it'd be like saying, you know, a person who's always upbeat, you're going to talk to someone who's always down. No, you don't know. That's the wrong way. Unless you want to feel down all the time, I think that's the last thing you want to do if you're an upbeat person who's going through a down moment. If you're going through a down moment, why would you talk? And why would you talk to a fellow down person? That fellow down person would be looking at you and say, oh, I finally got some company. I'm going to bring you down with me. You know the old saying, misery loves company. Well, guess what? Misery just said, I just got some company, and I'm going to bring you with me. Thank you for showing up. I've been waiting for this moment. In other words, translation, that is what the devil is waiting to hear. That's when you have certain people who want to always bring you down. I remember having a friend back in the day. You know, I was going through a down spell when one of my loved ones was in the hospital, and we weren't sure if they were going to ever get off of the breathing support system. So therefore,
The first thing that friend said to me, at least I thought he was a friend, he said to me, "Oh man, I'm gonna let you drown your sorrows down, man. We're gonna make sure that we load you up with alcohol." And I looked at him like he was a fool, because I'm like, "No way, I ain't drinking no alcohol, because that ain't me." I'm like, "Oh, this is that Misery Love Company thing." I'm like, "Well, no, man, I pass on that, because quite frankly, I need to be sober at the moment. Right now, technically, due to the fact that at that time my brother was in the service, I was the man of the house then. I was the, by default, I became the man of the house, because quite frankly, I had to realize I had to keep my mind sharp, because I didn't know what the future was going to hold. Thank God things went in a different direction, in a better direction, after I decided not to do that. But I had to keep my mind sober. I had to keep it in the right direction, because I needed to be able to know what's my next steps. Because at that time, I'm like 20, 21 years old. I needed to grow up. And at that point, I was like, no, I need to do this like an adult. I needed to be mature. I can't be acting like some immature little brat. Because first off, I'm not an immature brat. So, and then it also made me realize that the company I was keeping was not the right company. And God knew that. And I prayed on that one. And guess what? God removed me from that company and moved me to a better company, so to speak, of people who actually care, actually trust me, and actually look up to me. But at that time, I did not realize that I was keeping the wrong company. Matter of fact, just because we all went to the same place of worship. But you know what? Just because you all go to the same place of worship doesn't always mean that they're always on your corner or on your side. But you know what? Only thing you can do best at that point is pray. It's pray, you know. Maybe they'll come around. Maybe they'll understand one day. Maybe they won't. But the only thing you can do is pray that they do, and pray that that prayer is looked upon favorably in the Lord's eyes. But you know, I learned that the hard way. Mary was learning that the people that she was leaning on in this particular text, she did not know that those were angels in the tomb. She did not know that she was the quote unquote gardener that she was leaning on was Jesus. In this case, she was leaning on the right shoulders and didn't know it, you know. And when he gave her the message, "Don't hold on to me." In other words, kind of like saying, "Don't embrace me. Don't embrace me. I'm not saying I don't want to hug you, but I don't want to give you what I got right now, because you're not ready for it. Because, matter of fact, I'm not ready yet. I'm on my way. But before I go, I got to do some things. So please don't hold on to me too tightly." In other words, don't be saying, "Come to my house and stick around." No, I might be here 1 second and I might not be here. Because guess what? I'm in a different form and I'm in a different shape. But guess what? He was also letting you know that, yeah, you can lean on me, but don't lean on me too much. Because quite frankly, I'm getting ready. Woo! Getting ready. So, in addition to knowing that your prayers are answered, and also making sure that you are listening in the way that you need to be listening, and also knowing that you can't just lean on just anyone's shoulders, please note that those prayers that were answered for point three, the answers won't always be what you want, but what you need. I'll repeat that again for those taking notes. The answers won't always be what you want, but what you need. Let me expound on that. The answers that you've been looking for, the prayers that you've been praying forever in a day, it could be anything. And we're not just talking about losing a loved one or any of that matter. It could be anything from getting out of a relationship that you feel trapped in, or feeling like your anxieties are just on overload based on not just your life, but your job or whatever. Guess what? The answers that you've probably gotten are the ones that you need, but not what you want. Sometimes the answers is stick around. It might get better. No, matter of fact, it ain't going to say it might get better. You stick around, it will get better. Or the answer is, it's time to move. It's time to make make a decision, time to make that choice. It could be any of those things. But the funny thing is, you may not believe that's the answer you need because you're feeling like that's not the answer you want. You might want the reverse of everything I just said. You might be wanting to go, but God doesn't want you to go. You might be wanting to stay, but God doesn't want you to stay. Sometimes it's hard because you look at the opposite side of that coin. You look at the other side and you say, I'm going to be miserable again. I'm going to be working a job where I'm not going to be getting paid that much. Or I'm going to be alone again. And I don't like being alone again. I've got kids and I don't think that he or she going to be responsible enough to help me take care of them if we are apart or whatever. My family is going to kick me out of my house, or I'm going to get kicked out of my own apartment or my own house because their income was pretty much helping me get to where I am. Well, guess what, guys? When you're saying all that, you're taking God out of the equation. That's right. You're taking God out, and you shouldn't be taking God out of the equation because, quite frankly, God is the equation. God will help you get through all of these things that you're thinking. He would not tell you to do certain things if he did not already know how your story is going to turn out. Yeah, go ahead, stay there and continue. But you're going to continue to feel something inside of you that is telling you something. Yes, that is telling you. That is the Holy Ghost within you trying to tell you. It's God in you trying to tell you that it's time to move to the next chapter. But you don't want to move to the next chapter because you're scared. And it's okay. It's all right. We all scared. I'm scared. You're scared. Matter of fact, a year ago, I was scared. I'm not going to lie. I was scared to move. I've always been scared to move. I always look at other people moving. I said, wow, look at them. Good for them. I'm glad. I'm glad for them. I say it, but I wouldn't believe, half the time I would not really be meaning it. I'm not going to say that for everyone, but for some people, I'll be saying that and not meaning it. I'm not going to tell you a story today. But you know what? And then I was like, I'm scared to move myself. And I say it a lot. I said, I'm scared to move. Why am I scared to move? Because I was like, I'm scared to leave this job because, quite frankly, I don't think God's going to give me the next step, the next chapter, and whatnot. And then I let some other things get me down, anxieties and whatever, weigh me down. But I still made a move. God said it was time. And I went out. I stepped out on faith. I wasn't even completely ready to move. I didn't even have the right jobs lined up for me to jump. Matter of fact, the job that I was initially supposed to jump to, I didn't even go to. You know, and then I was like, oh, God, what was I doing? What was I thinking? Then I tried to go back, but then that door was closed, and it stayed closed. God didn't want it to be open again. And that's fine. I understand it now. I'm not supposed to go back. I served my time there. And even though I miss a lot of people and I miss a lot of experiences, I even sometimes miss that paycheck. But guess what? God said, weep no more for that. Weep no more. And you know what? Things are going to be all right for me. I'm still where I am. And I'm grateful for that. There are some choices I'm still making that are not right. But guess what? I'm still leaning on God, on his shoulders. I'm leaning on Jesus' shoulders. I'm not just leaning on anyone's shoulders. And guess what? Yeah, my prayers were answered. And for some strange reason, I don't think I was listening clearly. So therefore, I'm praying with intention now. I'm praying seriously and sincerely. So my encouragement for you all today is pray with sincerity. Lean on Jesus' shoulders. Lean on God's shoulders. You know, sometimes it's not going to always be easy, especially when you find out the answers won't always be what you want, but what you need. And realize those answers, those are the answers that's going to plant the seed for you to move to the best chapter of your life. I know the best is yet to come for everyone who is listening to me. Matter of fact, if it wasn't, you wouldn't be listening. Quite frankly, it is a blessing to even be heard, especially during times such as these. We're going through situations where people are unjustly killed by people who are supposed to be protecting within our own community. Matter of fact, most of the people in our own community are taking us out because they see something in us that we don't see in ourselves. They see the God in us. They don't like that. Don't give in to them. Give in to God. Give in to what God has placed inside your heart. You may not understand that. You may not believe it. But guess what? It's time for you to receive something. It's time. You don't even have to lean on my shoulders. My shoulders are big, but they're not as big as Jesus. They're not as big as God. So therefore, weep no more. Yes, there is a time to weep. You've wept. You've wept. You've wept like you've never wept before. But guess what? Turn it over to God. Don't give in to the negative feelings that you feel inside your heart. Don't do it. Because it's going to be hard to come back from it. And it's going to be hard to answer for it on that day where it's judgment day. It's going to be hard to answer for that one. So today is the day to repent. Today is the day to release a little, if not a lot. But do remember, guys, don't weep anymore. Word of God for the people, God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word. We want to thank you for the message and the messenger right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that this word just lifts up somebody today. Hopeful and grateful for all the blessings that you've already bestowed upon us, oh Heavenly Father. Help us be able to pray in a way that we'll understand the answers that are coming to us, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that we can lean on your shoulders, oh Heavenly Father, not just anyone's shoulders. We also pray that the answers that you give us are the ones that we need and we don't focus on what we just want, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. We thank you for joining us today for Safe Haven Podcast. We pray that you continue to bless us with your presence. Right now, we just want to pray you out for today, and we pray that you have a blessed week. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now. We thank you for this service, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to bless Safe Haven to be a blessing to all. And we pray for those who have listened. No matter if they're near or far, oh Heavenly Father, whether they're praying to us from U.S. or Europe, oh Heavenly Father, right now we just want to say thank you. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you will bestow upon us. We thank you. Right now we just pray that you dismiss, you, as long as we dismiss from this place, wherever this place may be, oh Heavenly Father, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and thank God, and we will see you next week.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.